Title: Old School Rave Piano Hooks Masterclass with Stock Devices Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper old school rave piano hook that actually works inside drum and bass. Not just a bright piano chord slapped on top, but that classic 90s energy, short, rhythmic stabs, bold harmony, and the kind of movement that rides a 174 BPM groove without turning your mix into soup. Everything today is stock Ableton Live devices, no third-party plugins. And the goal is simple. By the end you'll have a rave-ready piano stab rack, a 4-to-8-bar hook you can loop with confidence, and a quick arrangement plan that makes it feel like a real record. First, set the foundation. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 175 is the zone, but let's sit at 174 so it feels like proper rolling D&B. Now don't write the hook in silence. Put in a basic drum pattern, even if it's simple. You want a kick on beat 1 and beat 3, and a snare on beats 2 and 4. Add hats in eighths or sixteenths. Nothing fancy yet. Here's the big coaching point. Write the hook against the snare, not the kick. In drum and bass, the snare on 2 and 4 is the anchor. When your stabs either land with that snare or answer just after it, the whole track locks in. If the piano is landing randomly, it'll feel like it's arguing with the groove. Also, drop in a placeholder sub so you don't accidentally write piano voicings that fight the low end. Easiest thing. Operator, sine wave, simple MIDI note following your root. We're not designing the bass right now, we're just reserving space. Now, let's build the rave piano sound. You've got two main stock routes. The fastest, most authentic route is using simpler with a piano chord stab sample. If you already have a little chord hit, perfect. If you don't, use any piano sample and we'll ravify it. Create a MIDI track, load simpler, drop in the sample, and set it to classic mode. Increase voices to something like 6 to 10 so repeated stabs don't cut each other off. Turn on the filter, set it to a 24 dB low pass, and start around 8 kHz. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, just to give it attitude. If you don't want to use samples, you can still get there with instruments. Make an instrument rack. Put electric on one chain for that bright, keyboard-like attack. Optionally, add a second chain with analog using a saw wave to give it body. Filter that saw down a bit so it's not screaming, somewhere around 4 to 6 kHz. Now the important part. Treat the piano like a percussion instrument. The envelope matters as much as the chord. You want fast attack, short decay, low sustain. It's thwack plus tail, not a held keyboard part. If you're on electric or analog, tweak the amp envelope. If you want extra control, drop an amp device after the instrument and shape it there. Now we'll build the classic stock effects chain. Same chain works whether you used simpler or an instrument rack. First, EQ 8. High pass the piano. This is not optional in drum and bass. Start around 200 Hz and adjust between 150 and 250 depending on how busy your bass is. Then dip a little mud around 300 to 500 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it needs to speak more clearly on smaller speakers, add a gentle boost somewhere in the 1.5 to 3 kHz area. And if you want air, use a high shelf around 8 to 10 kHz. But be careful, bright piano plus cymbals at 174 can get sharp fast. Second, saturator. Set it to analog clip, drive around 3 to 7 dB, soft clip on. Then trim the output so it's not just louder, it's richer. This is one of the big record moves for rave piano. Third, chorus ensemble. Put it in chorus mode. Rate around 0.25 to 0.6 Hz, amount maybe 20 to 40%, width wide, and keep the mix modest, like 15 to 30%. This is the rave glow. Too much and it'll wash out. We want width and nostalgia, but still punch. Fourth, hybrid reverb or reverb. All or plate works. Keep the decay controlled. Around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Use pre-delay, like 15 to 30 milliseconds. This is crucial because it lets the transient hit first, then the space blooms behind it. Low cut the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 7 to 10 kHz so it doesn't fizz all over your hats. Mix around 8 to 18%. In the drop, less is more. Fifth, echo or delay. Use subtle rhythmic delay for motion. Set it to 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback around 15 to 30%. High pass the delay around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz and keep the mix low, like 5 to 12%. This gives movement without clutter. Sixth, compressor with side chain from your drums. This is how the piano lives inside the beat instead of sitting on top of it. Side chain from the drum group. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. Optional. Blue compressor after everything with 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction if you want it to feel slightly more like it's been printed to a record. Before we write notes, one more teacher tip. Keep your main stab voicing mostly within one octave area most of the time. A tight register, often around C3 to C5, gives you that focused hook. Then let one element break the rule, one higher accent, or an octave up answer. That keeps it exciting without piano everywhere clutter. Now we write the chords. Old school rave piano loves minor keys. Let's choose F minor. It's dark enough for rollers, but still classic. Pick a progression. Here are three that work immediately in DNB. 1. FM 9 to DB Maj 7 to EB to FM. That's classic tension and release, with those color tones doing the heavy lifting. 2. FM to EB to DB to EB. Darker, more techy, less emotional, more blunt force. 3. FM to AB to DB to EB. More uplifting, still rave. Still works over a rolling break. Choose one and loop it for 4 bars. Now program the rhythm as stabs. Think off beats. A reliable starting pattern is hitting the end of each beat, so you're landing between the kicks and snares. Then add a little pickup at the end of the bar to push into the next one. And remember, we're writing against the snare. After you place the stabs, play it back and ask, do these stabs support the snare impact? Or answer it right after. If they're stepping on the snare in a weak way, shift them. Even moving one hit by a 16th note can make it snap into place. Now velocity. Don't leave everything at 100. Use variation, like 70 up to 110. This is a huge part of the vibe. And keep the MIDI notes short. Let the reverb and delay create the sustain. The notes themselves should feel like little hits. Next, at the top line, this is where the hook becomes memorable. Duplicate the piano track or create a second MIDI track with the same instrument. On the top line track, use slightly less reverb so the melody stays present. Add a touch more presence with EQ, maybe 1 or 2 dB around 2 to 4 kHz. In F minor, you can grab a really singable set of notes by leaning on AB, C, EB, and F. Keep the motif tiny. 2 to 4 notes repeating is enough. The rhythm matters more than complexity. Try a call and response approach. Bars 1 and 2 have stabs plus a small melody idea. Bars 3 and 4 either drop the melody and let the stabs speak, or answer with a small variation. This is a classic way to make 4 bars feel like a sentence, not a loop. And here's a secret. Phrase endings are where the rave lives. Don't spend all your creativity on bar 1. Put your event at the end of bar 4 or 8. That could be a delay throw, a turnaround chord, a quick pitch move, a tiny fill. Those moments are what people remember. Now let's make it roll with groove. If everything is perfectly quantized, it can feel stiff next to DNB drums. Open groove pool, grab a swing 16 groove, something MPC-ish, and apply it to the piano clips. Timing around 10 to 25. Random 2 to 6. Velocity groove very lightly. 0 to 10. But don't overdo swing. In DNB you want roll, not a drunken shuffle. Now, mono check. This is your mid-lesson reality check. Because chorus and reverb can make the piano huge in stereo, but disappear or get harsh in mono. Put a utility on the piano group and temporarily set width to 0%. If the hook vanishes, you've gone too wide or too facey. Fix it by reducing chorus amount, reducing reverb width, and adding a little mid-range presence rather than just turning it up. Next, the This Is A Record Now section. Resampling and pitch tricks. Create a new audio track called Piano Resample. Set its input to resampling. Solo your piano group and record 4 to 8 bars of the hook. Now you can treat it like classic hardware sampling. Set warp mode to complex pro so the chords stay intact. Try pitching the resampled audio up 3 or 5 semitones for that brighter rave lift, or down 2 for a darker, heavier vibe. Add tiny fades at the start and end so you don't get clicks. Now add character on the auto. Use redux for subtle grit. Downsample around 4 to 10. And keep bit reduction gentle. Mix it in lightly, like 5 to 20%. You're aiming for texture, not destruction. Then, yes, put drum bus on the piano audio, carefully. Drive maybe 2 to 6. Crunch low, boom off. This can add that thwack on the front of the stab and help it punch through the drums without just boosting volume. If you want to go even more pro, try a split band approach. Make an audio effect rack with 2 chains. 1 chain is attack. High passed around 1 to 2 kHz so it's mostly click and presence, lightly saturated. The other chain is body, band passed or low passed to sit in the mids, then heavier saturation or drum bus. Blend until it feels like the transient cuts through while the grit sits behind. Now we arrange it like drum and bass. Think in 64 bars for a simple blueprint. Intro. Tease it. First 8 bars, keep the full piano out. Let drums and bass hint. Then from bar 9, bring in filtered piano with an auto filter slowly opening. Your DJ mixing your own hook in. Build. Bring the hook in but keep it high passed and a bit thinner. Add a snare build. Noise risers, whatever fits your style. Drop. Full hook. Full drums. Full bass. First 8 bars is the statement. Next 8 bars needs variation. Remove one chord hit, add a response note, change an inversion, or do a tiny rhythmic displacement where one stab is 1/16th early. That's a massive trick. It sounds like momentum without rewriting the whole part. Break. Strip drums back. Let reverb and delay carry. Reintroduce a single stab pattern so the ear doesn't lose the motif. Second drop. Bring it back with a twist. Pitch the hook up an octave for 4 bars, then return. Or do 2 bars of half-time piano rhythm while drums stay full-time. That contrast hits hard. Automation is your best friend here. Reverb mix a little higher in breaks, lower in drops. Filter cutoff opening into the drop, and delay throws. Automate echo feedback to spike just for the last chord of a phrase, then snap back. That one move screams old school. Now quick common mistake check. If there's too much low end in the piano, your mix collapses. High pass it. If you're drowning it in reverb in the drop, it'll smear the groove. Control decay, use pre-delay, keep mix restrained. If your chords are too long, it won't feel like rave stabs. Shorten the MIDI. Let the effects tail do the work. If it's rigid, it won't roll. Groove pool and velocity. If the hook never changes, it gets boring fast. DNB wants variation every 8 to 16 bars. Dropouts, inversions, octave jumps. Call and response. Now, a quick practice exercise you can do right after this lesson. Set tempo 174. Load a basic D then B loop. In F minor, write a 4-bar chord stab progression using one of the progressions we covered. Create 2 variations, one where you remove the first stab of bar 2, and another where you octave up the top note of each chord in bars 3 to 4. This audio version is shortened for playback.